angel ascending from the east. The New American Standard says ascending from the rising of the sun. All right. First of all, the original manuscripts ascending from the rising of the sun. So why does the King James and the New NIV say the east? Da 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 da. Where does the sun rise from? Good. Okay. This is important for you and for me. Why? Okay. Let's go back. Let's go to the garden. Let's go to the tabernacle. Let's do all these things. Let's first of all take the garden. Here's the garden of Eden. Okay. Here's the garden of Eden. And when man goes out, it always is going to go this way. It's going to go from west to east. He goes out toward the east. And the rivers, the Euphrates River that come out of the Garden of Eden, they run to the east. Let's look at the tabernacle. Here is what? Here is the Holy of Holies. And where you move what? You move eastward toward man. You move eastward toward man's influence, what man is doing. So this is seen, this is a consistent thing that you'll see throughout the Bible. So what do we have happening here? When it talks about, we're dealing with the spiritual warfare. We're dealing with mankind in the warfare. So when we talk about with the rising of the sun, when the rising of the sun gives light, the sun gives life. And so what we're seeing is, with this, the way that it is worded in the original manuscripts, is that this is something that is going to be a final hope for mankind. It's what I see going on here. So, with the rising of the sun, ascending from the rising of the sun. Now, so this is the direction that is going to be helpful to man. hope, life, light. All of these are sent by God. And they're God holding back the darkness. If the darkness is not held back, this is not going to happen. A man's going to be in what? Darkness. So this is, we're seeing God's power. We're seeing what God